You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Hong Kong to Boston to Barstow to around the block, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious, glorious day as we're entering the, I guess, the final stages of summer.
Yeah, I think fall starts next week, right?
And as we look out the window, again, it looks gorgeous,
beautiful.
Not a cloud
in the sky, though, Mark.
And not a cloud in the sky.
I like when they got the white puffy ones out there.
It looks great. It's we got a big weekend coming up, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But first, I want to just...
any week, Mark.
That's what I'm saying. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. But today's show is brought to you by Ambassador Chicago Hotel. AmbassadorChicago.com. The jewel and the crown of the Gold Coast of Chicago.
Fantastic. Ambassador. Got to let it clear your mouth there, buddy. Clear your throat. Yeah, have a slug. But yes, the Ambassador, fantastic hotel. If you're in Chicago, get there. Stay, whether it's one night or 1 week or 1 month. Anyhow.
Or like Harry Carey did, the famous Chicago Cubs announcer.
Yep.
He lived there for a number of years.
Right. Is that something?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, how about that? Mm-hmm. But... yeah, great place to live. I mean, and the Gold Coast, centrally located as far as downtown Chicago is concerned, fantastic. Well, here we are, Mark, another wonderful day. And what's on tap for
this? What, do we have birthdays today?
Oh, birthdays, that's right. Hey, yeah. Birthdays today. Geez, that's how we
should. You have some or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Tyler Perry. Happy birthday to you, Mr.
He's Perry. A mogul, media mogul.
Isn't he like borderline billionaire now?
I think so, or he will be soon.
He looks good for his age, I think. How old do you think he is?
48.
Bingo. What, did you look this up before?
I did not. I did not. Yeah. I'm just good at guessing people's age.
Niall Horan. You don't know him, but he's one of the guys from One Direction. Gee, seems like they've been around for 10 years.
How they're still around?
No, they're both broken up, but he's one of the guys. He's on his own.
So he's probably 24.
He's on. He was at the Greek Theater a month ago, and his partner, Harry Styles,
is at the what's Forum. He, 24?
Yeah, what did you look on the thing?
I did not. What, do I know these names ahead of time?
24, is this weird? 24 and 24, what does it make?
48, which is what...
Tyler Perry.
Wow. Something's happening today.
What's going on here?
Cripe.
I'm going to stump you with this.
Excuse me. Who?
Stella McCartney, designer, daughter of Paul McCartney.
Yeah, so she would have to be... give me a second there, because she's...
I'll give you just about that.
Okay, so she's... I'd say she is 50.
Wow, she's 46. Okay, so the streak stops. Jean Smart.
Yeah, she's the actress.
She's the actress. She's 68
today. I was going to say 70.
Peter Cetera from Chicago, before he had his problems with the band and went on his own. It is his birthday today.
Happy the band's been around for 50 years,
happy
right?
Happy 73 to him today.
Okay, yeah.
Happy 73. Claudette Colbert, Mark, she's been dead since 93, but if she's still alive today, how old do you think she'd be?
She's been dead, you said, since 93?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's 2015. Wow, she'd be 108.
92.
That's it?
Yeah, she'd be 92. She was born in 1901.
And she died in 93?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was... Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael Johnson, the Olympic...
Wait a minute. You say she was born in 1901? She'd be 117.
No, no. She was born in 1901, but she died in 93.
Okay. I thought you said how old she would be.
Yeah, she'd be 90.
She'd be 100. Yeah, you said how old would she be, and I said 100. That's what I'm thinking. That got me off. Yeah, she'd be 117.
Yeah, okay, but she was 92 when she died in 93.
Okay, but that wasn't the question though.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay, Jacqueline Bisset. We've got
on her voicemail in the office.
Do we still have that on some sizzle reel?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We do.
And she sounded really classy.
Yes, that's because of her accent. We know that.
Boy, I didn't even think about inviting her for our suite this weekend.
She's 74.
Yeah, but she still looks good.
Yeah. How old is Joan Collins? Because she came to our event a couple of years ago.
And Raquel Welch just turned 78 a couple of days ago.
Boy, does she look beautiful.
Yes, she does.
But how old is Joan Collins?
She's got to be 80.
80?
Give or take.
And looking it too, right?
Well, yeah, after seeing that her last night.
How was she last night? I saw the first 10 minutes of that.
I saw the first 30 minutes of it. I don't think I'm going to like it. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It just seems weird.
Yeah.
It's just not
like the other ones, huh?
They lost their way.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the newest season of American Horror Story.
Which, by the way, just started yesterday, and I guess starting next week, all the networks have all the new shows.
Great. Yeah. I love that time of the year.
American Horror Story. The Purge. I like The Purge.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, the whole concept is kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's interesting, but like I was telling Stacy last night, it's kind of ridiculous, really.
Yeah.
That the nation wants to purge themselves by killing on the one day of the year.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyhow,
like you said, a lot of good shows coming on, a lot of stuff going on in the next week here in L.A. you know, Matt Emmy mentioned week. Oh, Blanco Blanco takeover.
Yeah, Blanco Blanco. A big week. Emmys are on Monday. Usually they're on Sunday.
Because of Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football on NBC.
Yeah, well, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
But they're going to be competing. I know it's a different network, but a lot of people are going to still be watching a Monday Night Football on Monday as opposed to watching the Emmys. So not as many people. But
I think just for that reason alone, don't give it to NBC. If they can't keep it on the Sunday night because of their schedule, then they lose out.
Yeah, but that's not every year because sometimes it's...
Well, I know. They alternate.
Yeah.
But when it's NBC, if they can't change it for one night NBC, they shouldn't be able to get it.
But I mean, what I'm saying is last year was earlier, so they didn't have to worry about the Sunday Night Football. It was still on Sunday last year.
No, it's always the same time. It's because NBC has Sunday Night Football.
Right, I get that. But last year it was on a Sunday.
And they had Sunday Night Football that Sunday. But it wasn't on NBC last year.
Oh, what was it on?
They alternate. Last year was Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the year before was CBS.
Ah, okay, I get it.
Then
okay.
ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if NBC can't keep it within their schedule...
Monday makes it really difficult.
Absolutely.
Downtown for people that... Plus, people film on Monday.
Everything is tough on Monday.
Yeah, wow.
And so they changed it because NBC's schedule of Monday night or Sunday night football. Then if you can't comply...
Alternate
if you can't comply to NBC, then you're out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I agree. So it was on Fox last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the year before, Matt, or the 2 years before, it was ABC because Jimmy Kimmel hosted.
Yeah.
So
I don't like the Mondays because it's more traffic downtown as opposed to a Sunday.
Not to mention, I don't like the NBC coverage. These two hosts they have this year, Michael Che and the other guy.
Yeah.
If you don't see that 10-minute segment of Weekend Update on SNL, you haven't a clue who these two people are.
Yeah. I agree.
Everybody knows Jimmy Kimmel.
So they're basically going by the demographic for Saturday Night Live viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year before that, they had Stephen Colbert hosted. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about, but first thing I want to talk about is our sponsor this week, AmbassadorChicago.com, Ambassador Hotel in Chicago, which is a fantastic hotel. We had the pleasure of staying there just a couple weeks ago. They're located in the heart of the Gold Coast, built in 1926, and they've played host to a virtual who's who of the 20th century and 21st century, legends of film, music, writing, everything. So it's a great hotel. There was nothing negative to say about this place. They're at 1301 North State Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 312-787-3700. Again, that's ambassadorchicago.com. We were lucky enough to stay in the loft suite, which is, I guess, can be called like a junior suite or a mini suite or whatever. And it was just fantastic. The architecture of the place, the location, it was fantastic. So if you're going to Chicago and you're looking for a place to stay, ambassadorchicago.com.
Fantastic. Yeah. Like the name, too.
Yeah.
And
it is Emmy week.
Yeah.
Emmy week leading up to Emmy Awards on Monday.
Speaking of awards, just changing the tune a little bit. Sorry to hear about the Burt Reynolds passing on last week.
He was a legend.
I saw on Extra they were doing a piece on him. You know, he just came out with that movie, The Last Movie Star, The Last Movie Star, remember?
Yeah.
The picture I saw, they showed him on the red carpet. He had a cane and he was like hunched over.
Yeah.
He looked terrible.
He didn't age well.
No, he didn't. And, you know, did you hear about Sally Field? She's got her book coming out like next week.
No.
She's saying, I'm happy that he's not going to be able to read it because she didn't do well on him. I mean, she was like dogging him out completely, saying they were together for 5 years.
She was dogging him?
Yeah, saying what a nightmare he was.
Well, that's strange because after he passed, she put that tweet out that said that he's fantastic.
Yeah. But she's basically saying, I'm glad he's not going to have a chance to read the book.
Wow.
She's like saying the whole time they were filming like Smoking the Bandit, not only was he like taking three different types of drugs, in between certain shots, he would get a mysterious injection into his chest.
Oh, boy.
Does that sound odd?
Yep.
I mean,
into his chest?
Into his chest. So what the heck did that have to do with? But did you see Terry? You didn't see, where did I see Terry Bradshaw get interviewed yesterday? They were like best friends.
No, I didn't.
And he a week before Burt Reynolds passed on, Burt Reynolds' manager reached out to Terry Bradshaw saying that he wanted to chat with him. So before Terry Bradshaw got a chance to actually call him and speak to him, he was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy. They were in four movies together.
Wow.
I mean, I guess Cannonball Run. I don't know.
Four
movies together.
Huh. You know, because I didn't think that Terry Bradshaw, he really started acting till like 2000 or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Four movies together. But, you know, he's just like, we were friends, but he didn't have his phone number. Is that kind of crazy? He had to reach out to the manager to, you know.
Yeah, who knows of these people.
Yeah. Anyhow, but too bad he got close to getting he got the Golden Globe for Boogie Nights, got the Oscar nomination, didn't get that, and got screwed out of the Oscar nomination for Deliverance.
Well, yeah, that movie was kind of racy. You know, for, so I guess they just looked at it like it was too. Oh, because, actually, because no, because of the Cosmo posting. Cosmo,
yeah.
Well, and he did. He won an Emmy too for Evening Shade. So he got the Emmy, he got the Golden Globe, and he got an Oscar nomination. So he did all right. He did all right award wise.
In addition to doing four movies with Bert, Terry Bradshaw was on two episodes of Evening Shade.
Two episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I didn't know that because, again, Evening Shade, I think, was in the
80s.
Yeah, I didn't think Terry Bradshaw was doing nothing until like the 2000s.
Right.
Acting goes.
Hey, did we meet him or just bump into him or just see him at the
Kentucky? We just saw him at the Kentucky, at the Brown Hotel.
At the Brown Hotel.
Yeah, he looked grumpy.
Yeah.
That's where we stayed away from him.
Boy,
I remember
his
that.
Interview, he sure didn't look grumpy. He was good in Tag. You know, he's in Tag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he was also good in...
I guess everything he's been in.
Yeah, that father's show.
Yeah.
That was on a couple, you know... And then
he's
on that
with,
Bill Shatner.
Henry Winkler and whatever that's called. But anyhow, too bad about Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Funny, we never got a chance to meet him. Seems like a, you know... the interview, thing you sent me with George Hamilton the other day, they were asking him about Burt Reynolds. That was kind of cool, too.
Well, yeah, I saw an interview. They were doing something... it was after a black tie event, and George Hamilton was interviewing Burt Reynolds, and then Dinah Shore came on the show. So the three of them were just going back and forth on all sorts of banter.
You said George Hamilton was interviewing him?
Burt Reynolds, yeah.
Huh. Oh, he used to have that one show.
Yeah, but it wasn't that show. This was after a black tie event. They were all in tuxedos.
That show, by the way, though?
It was George and Alana.
Wow.
Yeah.
On ABC? What was it on?
Yeah, it was on ABC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we do have the Emmys coming up this weekend, which on Sunday, which, of course, the Harris Brothers are gone, and we look forward to it. I think this is about the seventh year that we've went, and it's always a hoot because you never know who you're going to meet, bump into at the awards, outside the awards,
yeah,
leading into the awards, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was that last year we met John Voight? Oh,
no,
there was
two years ago.
We were leaving early to beat the crowds, and he's out there on his cell phone calling his car to come pick him up. And he's
reacting. And he was asking us,
how do I get the car?
Hey, fellas.
We asked him to take a quick picture.
Hey, fellas, I got to go.
I got to go. We tried to get a selfie with him.
We literally bumped into Andy Cohen inside. Oh, this was another year. And then 2 years ago, I think, we literally bumped into... Amazon guy. What's his name?
Oh, Jeff Bezos. Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Always bumping into somebody.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And then that one year we walked the red carpet, we bumped into everybody.
Yeah. It's better to walk the red carpet than to bump into
absolutely.
Afterwards.
No, no doubt
but
about
even
that.
Even though when you're on the carpet and you've got that carte blanche and VIP status, they're still moving you along.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, even if you're on the, you're right. They move it. Well, they got thousands of people coming.
Yeah.
You know, thousands of people walking.
Yeah. But I think if you have that access,
you
that
should
carte
have.
Blanche.
And actually, you know what? I think the Microsoft only hosts about 6,000,
yeah,
so that you don't have thousands of people walking that red carpet. You probably got maybe 1,000.
And when does the red carpet
start? At 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
So you got 3 hours of 1,000 people walking?
Yeah.
Not necessary. It's kind of like when you're on the Today Show and you have a cooking segment.
Yeah.
You literally have 3 minutes to get this thing together.
How ridiculous is that?
You know.
Don't pack as many people. Don't pack the people.
Yeah.
Bring the people. You know, these things are like, you know, regimented for to the second.
Yeah.
But when you're cooking, see, at least when you're interviewing somebody, you cut them off in a second. When you're cooking, you got to give them time
and
to cook.
Now that you mentioned cooking, we're looking at the temperature. We got a comfortable 82 degrees on Monday for the Emmys because usually the last couple of years has
been
cooking down there.
Beautiful. That's right. And boy, yeah, you're right.
So it looks like it's comfortable. Friday, tomorrow for our Emmy suite, looks like we're looking at 86 in Hollywood. So that in the terrace, the people that are outside on the terrace.
You're talking about our celebrity lifestyle gifting suite to celebrate Emmy.
Oh, that's right. I can't say Emmy gifting suite.
Yeah, it's trademarked or whatever.
They own the word, so we can't say that.
We are hosting a celebrity lifestyle gifting suite in honor or during Emmy week.
Yeah, I think we could say that legally.
Yeah, I mean, you can say Emmy, can't you?
They own the word, so I don't know if we could say it or not, but that's something that I think we need our attorney to review that whole thing.
And also with the photos, I know when we're going to the Emmys, people are taking photos of the Emmys that they have on display, and don't they put that out there for people to take pictures? You know, when
they let you line up to take pictures of it, yeah.
Now, they put that out there for a reason, don't they?
And everybody's bombing pictures that day and leading up to it.
So,
everybody.
So if you don't want people taking pictures of the Emmy, why are they putting the Emmy?
They need to clarify their ownership of that trademark of who can use it. If any one person could use it, anybody can use it.
Yeah.
So they need to – they think they own this thing. They think they're – yeah, that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
Anyhow, tomorrow's our gifting suite. It's going to be a great gifting suite. We've got Emmy nominees. We've got sports stars.
We've got reality stars.
We've got Hollywood influencers. We've got press and media. I mean, this is going to be Boxo Bammo out of the ballpark. Out of the ballpark tomorrow, as usual. Wow Creations does it again.
Like
so
bananas.
To all our guests coming, our brands that are there, our sponsors and everything, thanks so much. We look forward to having you there tomorrow, and we look forward to our
sponsors, Mark. I just want you to know we are providing a wonderful gift bag for all the invited celebrities participating. One of the brands is, here, get this for a name, Mark, Aunt Bunny's Gourmet Wine Jelly.
Love it.
How's that for a title?
I love it.
Yeah. Aunt Bunny's is a gourmet wine jelly, Mark, which was founded in the fall of 2009. For 10 years prior, making their port wine jelly and giving it away to family and friends. Then in 2009, it was suggested, and we hear this a lot, as she was participating in Christmas craft shows, they said, you need to make a business out of this.
Oh.
We hear this a lot from a lot of our clients.
Yep.
You know, they're just making the product, and it's for family and friends, and then somebody says, you need to start a business. So in 2009, Aunt Bunny's Gourmet Wine Jelly became a family-owned business. So check them out at their website, abwinejelly.com, and get some of this wine jelly.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks for being involved, Aunt Bunny.
Aunt Bunny.
I
love
it. Aunt Bunny. Could be a stuffed toy, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Aunt Bunny.
Good deal. Hey, we've got an event coming up that we're going to be attending, too, in a couple weeks, Matt. 3 weeks from actually 2 weeks from Saturday. It's for the Breeders' Cup. It's the Breeders' Cup Challenge at Santa Anita in the Chandelier Room. Tickets are still available.
The Chandelier Room. That even sounds good, Mark. It sounds like it's got panache.
Yeah. It's the leading up to the Breeders' Cup, which is 50 days away. So this is the horses racing at Santa Anita. One of the horses, if you win their particular race, you're into the Breeders' Cup.
Which is 50 days away, I think.
50. I just said that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. SantaAnita.com. Tickets still available for the Breeders' Cup Challenge race in the Chandelier Room and champagne tasting.
Wait a minute. Did you just say champagne tasting?
Yep. You know, so that's going to be good.
Probably. That's fantastic. Yeah. Which, by the way, are we going to be drinking champagne on Monday, Mark?
For the Emmys?
Like we usually
I would say so.
Okay.
What's an Emmys without champagne?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, buddy.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
We have to.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
And then, plus, inside, you know, they also sell the champagne inside the lobby of the Microsoft.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, $20 a glass, I think, is what it goes for.
They start at 18, they go up to 26.
Yeah, something
and
like
it's
that.
It's a smaller glass, too.
It's a small glass,
just
yeah.
Just taking a step back, Mark, you were just talking about the Breeders' Cup and us being at Santa Anita. Sticking to that same arena regarding horses and ponies, we do like polo as well. We are we love whether it's the races or polo. We were invited to an event last week, the Santa Barbara Wine and Polo Fest. That was on Saturday.
Wine and music and polo, I think. It was
right.
Wine, music,
yeah.
And polo, yeah.
For whatever reason, you know, the event was on Saturday. For whatever reason, it was canceled.
On Friday night.
Yeah, it was Friday night. Actually, we didn't get an email.
No, but, I found out about it.
I hope it's rescheduled. So anybody who's listening, who is going to it, you know, sit tight. Hopefully they're going to reschedule. But it was the Santa Barbara Wine and Polo Fest, and it was at the Santa Barbara Polo Club. And they were having three jazz bands. Wine
yeah,
tasting,
what happened? It was a great.
Tasting.
It would have been a great event.
Two or three polo matches, fantastic. VIP tickets, which we were fortunate enough to get a hold of, four of them. That was all sold out. But if anybody, I even reached out, Mark, to not only our contact there, also the winery that was serving. We were there for opening day and asked them if they were participating. It was Folded Hill.
Folded Hill, something like that,
I asked them if they were participating in the event last week and if they could shed any light on what happened. Because I really want to know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean.
I do, too. I thought it was very weird. But
Back to polo real quick. We still have another month to get to San Diego polo.
Oh, great. Another month,
It goes through October.
Well, that's going to be tough because we're doing that thing next week. And then the 29th, I think I'm doing the thing down there also. So
it goes through, I think, October 23rd.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can make it happen.
I'd like to get down there for closing.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know.
One thing I'd like to mention, because we didn't get around to it on our last show, because we had so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
When you and I were in Chicago, was that 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago today?
Wow.
I think it was 4 weeks ago.
It was the 18th. We left on the 16th. What's today's date?
Today's the 13th. 15th or 16th.
4 weeks ago today we left.
Wow. We had the great pleasure of going to check out the Magic Parlor and at the Palmer House in the Loop area, the Palmer House Hotel. Now, I'd never heard of the Magic Parlor before. It's what they call close-up magic.
Is that quite popular these days?
I think so. Yeah, it is. TheMagicParlorChicago.com. The magician that was doing this that day, Dennis Watkins. Now, Dennis Watkins He's an award-winning third-generation magician and mentalist. He travels the country bringing world-class magical entertainment to companies, organizations, and private clients in search of truly unforgettable events. Now, this was a 90-minute event held, I guess it was in coordination through the House Theater of Chicago. It's the House Theater Chicago in conjunction with the Palmer House, Dennis Watkins, and the Magic Parlor Chicago. So it's a 90-minute show, Close Magic. And I think there were 80 people in this room. So it's
I think it was 40. Yeah.
Okay. So it was 40 people up close. And if you've never seen Up Close Magic, a lot of people might know this from America's Got Talent. It's the best. I mean, you're literally 5 feet from this guy, from Dennis Watkins, who, by the way, was really some.
One point, he brought us. We were literally standing right in back of him.
Yeah. So the show was fantastic, but in addition to getting the 90-minute show, which is fabulous, at this fantastic venue, wine and beer included in the 90 minutes. So, you know, the cost of the ticket, which is a fair price, you get wine and beer throughout the 90 minutes. You get a great show at a great hotel. So I got
something different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. It was that, you know.
The House Theater Chicago is a premier home for original works of epic storytelling and stagecraft. Founded in 2001, the House aims to become a laboratory and platform for the evolution of the American theater as an inclusive and popular art form. The Magic Parlor, Chicago.com. Go to the website. I'm not sure what their schedule is coming up in the next coming weeks and months. Again, it's hosted by Dennis Watkins, award-winning third-generation magician. Wine and beer included. Close Magic. Great location. This was a nice, pleasant surprise for us because we had never heard of this before. So if you are in Chicago...
I think a lot of people have not heard of it.
Yeah. If you are in Chicago or you plan to be in Chicago in the coming weeks and months, go to the website and see if they're in town. And this is something you have to go to check it out. So please check it out.
It was wonderful. The magic is great. I mean, he performs on occasion here at the Magic Castle. And something I think similar to that, Mark, is coming to the Hollywood Roosevelt. I don't have the information handy.
And of the Queen Mary. I saw that yesterday,
I saw that yesterday. That guy's from AGT, from America's Got Talent,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But some other magician. Where did I see it written? Or he was on KTLA a couple weeks ago in the morning news show out here in Los Angeles. A magic show coming to the Roosevelt, which I think is going to be similar to this.
Okay.
But that was a great event.
Yeah, it was a great event.
And, you know, he's a mentalist, but he only recently started doing that mentalist aspect of his show.
Yeah.
Now, that is, in my opinion, a gift. It's something that you have.
Yeah.
And he only just started doing this a year or 2 years ago. How does that happen?
You know, one of our brands, or I guess not really a brand, we're recently partnering with a charity here in Los Angeles called Face Forward.
Oh, yes.
And it's founded by Deborah Alisi and her husband, Dr. David Alisi, in 2007. It's a great charity, benefits a great cause. They provide pro bono physical and emotional reconstruction surgery for men and women and children who have been victims of domestic violence. They also work on helping to eliminate human trafficking, which, believe it or not, human trafficking is still going on in this day and age, which is, who would have figured, right?
Right. Amazing.
Yeah. And the event, actually, it's Face Forward LA. They're having their ninth annual gala to raise funds for the charity. It's this year's La Dolce Vita Gala.
Sounds
ninth annual.
Great.
And it's taking place Saturday, the 22nd of September, at the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills. And get this, special performances by Neo.
Wow.
You know?
Huge. Isn't he one of the judges on that one dance show?
I don't know.
He is.
I don't watch the dance shows other than Dancing with the Stars. And another special guest for this event, Matt, Jeremy Piven.
Love him.
Yeah.
Ari, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he played Ari in Entourage.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Piven's going to be there. Red carpet, cocktails, elegant dinner, silent auction, dinner and cocktails, black tie event. And the theme of this year is La Dolce Vita. The website is faceforwardla.org. Great charity, great event, great cause. We had Deborah Alisi on the show about a month ago.
Yes, about a month ago, talking about it, which was great.
Tickets are still available, so go to the website and...
I guess you could purchase them online, I'm sure, and I think tickets are still available.
Yeah, so please...
Great event, great cause, great talent.
It's a week from Saturday.
Wow.
We went to this event a couple years ago.
And it was 3 years ago.
It was a really neat event, so please go to the website. Please go to the event, and it's a good cause for...
And if you can't make it to the event, you still can donate for the cause as well. There's an option on their website. You know, whatever it is, it's never too small and never too big. So if you can't make it to the event, by all means, please get online. It's a great cause. Make a donation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what else is going on?
AGT last night. BTS.
You're talking about the Korean boy band?
They're like the hottest band on the planet. I don't even know what BTS stands for. They were just here four nights, sold out at the Staples Center.
Yeah. I think I didn't understand it. They didn't sell the tickets till the day before the event? Because the event was like on Thursday and the people were lining up on Wednesday.
They were lining up for merchandise.
Merchandise.
They had a pop-up store for merchandise. So they thought that the merchandise was going to be run out. But they were on... they were the band that performed on America's Got Talent last night. Not competing. They were the entertainment for the evening. They looked like they had it together. But was that English? They weren't singing English, were they? Was that Korean?
Yeah, it's Korean. I think it was Korean.
Yeah, I forget the name of the song. And the people were going crazy. So I know these tickets are tough to get for America's Got Talent, aren't they? The audience looked like they were full of BTS fans.
Well, because they knew that they were coming, so they lined up to get the tickets.
Yeah. First of all, what does BTS stand for? Two, how could these guys be so huge? I mean, you know, Whitney, who's 22, I guess she's too old for the demographic. She doesn't get the whole thing.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But she seems like she'd be the demographic, right?
Yeah, well,
but actually, not really, because when they're showing those people in line, they were older people. When I say old, I don't mean 50s. I mean, they were in their 30s and that type of...
But she doesn't get it. But she's a big... I mean, we just went to see Harry Styles at the Forum last month. She used to be a huge One Direction fan. She saw them at the... Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But it's an interesting show, but I was disappointed in this season's the finalists that are coming up right now, because it seems that the ones that are in the bottom 10, or the top 10 now, or I guess the bottom 10, I like about five of them, but every one of them, it seems like all the singers all sound about the same.
Yeah.
The one that they did go forward yesterday, I liked her a lot. I think she's Cuban or something like Spanish, I'm not sure, but she's really good. But the show started out really good. They started out having a lot of good acts, but I don't know. But before I forget, because I know
Real
I forgot.
Quick, Mark, did you respond to the show?
I did not.
Okay,
I didn't take it. Yeah. Hey, if she wants to pick it up, we could drop it off on We're Down There, Matt, and let her take care of it.
Where is she?
She's here and somewhere.
We're bringing to the hotel anyhow.
But let her take care of it. She's saying she could take it, so let's do that. Something I forgot about, I think I forgot about this. A couple weeks ago when we did the last show, when we were in Chicago 4 weeks ago, when you're right about town, you want to have a car to take you around. And we were lucky enough to hook up with a great limousine service in Chicago, Chi-Town Limousine. And I'm going to spell that for you because sometimes people think it's Chi-Town or Chi-Town, but it's Chitown Limousine.com. Phone number is 773-716-6055. And this is great. Saturday afternoon, we had an appointment. And we had scheduled the car to be there. And like many times in the past, and I'm sure you've done this too, you've had a car scheduled to pick you up, and you get out there for the car to be there, the car's nowhere to be found. So we come down from our hotel room at the Ambassador, and there it is, beautiful, shiny, SUV, black SUV waiting there, all clean, sparkling. And so right out of the gate, that's a great way to start your association with this company. And... we get in the vehicle,
early, which is great, like you said.
We get in the vehicle. It's all clean. We're offered water, chilled water already.
Fiji
water, which is great. Magazines for to look at. So again, if you're going to or you're in Chicago and you need a lift, you need a ride, they have town cars, they have SUVs, they have the minivans. Phone number is 773-716-6055. You can call or text them. Again, it's chitownlimousine.com, and they are available, this is what I love, 24/7. They take all credit cards. Their email address is operations@chitownlimousine.com, and they strive for referrals. So I'm referring them. I hope you can use them and refer them as well. We thank you for the
Didn't
use.
Did we get driven around by the owner of the
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's always...
So it's great. Chi-Town Limousine. I know you could pick anybody you want, but this is a referral from the Tastemakers.
Yeah,
go
right.
with these guys in Chicago.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, we ain't the Tastemakers for nothing, right?
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's right.
Fantastic. So, you know, back to the AGT thing. The Aaron Crowe, that one, what was he considered, a magician? He did some kind of magician stuff.
What did he do? Which one is this?
He was that creepy looking guy that did the knives and the whole thing. And he lost out to that heavy set hillbilly comedian.
Yeah, well, a lot of people like comedians now, you know.
But they never get far.
And no, they don't.
For the most part, they stink.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, when I listened to her performance on Tuesday, I chuckled. I had a couple chuckles for her. So she did okay on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Howie likes all the comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Too many musical acts, though.
Yes.
And how about that choir last night? I mean, there's 50 of them up there.
Are you sure it was 50? Oh, I thought it was over 100 because I counted them on two.
Okay, over 100. But that's great for around the holidays. You know, but are you going to go to Vegas and see that in the summertime?
I agree with you.
You know, and these musical bands, I mean, after a while, they all sound the same, you know?
They all sound the same.
You like something a little... So what do they have out there that's unique? They don't have any of those technical
shows. That one girl... Right. I think that pretty much all got eliminated.
So they have one magician, the Jin Jen, or whatever, Jimmy, whatever his name is, that Asian guy.
They got the violinist.
The violinist.
They got that little girl who sounds like...
I like her a lot. She's 14. When she was standing next to the heavyset girl, she's so thin. Yeah. But I like her a lot. Janis Joplin, she sounds like.
They got a couple of singers.
But nothing unique?
I don't think so. Not that is left.
Oh, they got the acrobat people, the couple, the married couple.
Oh, they're still in?
Yeah, they're still in because it's on last night.
And that's the same thing they've been doing for years.
So they're in. Yeah. See, that you could turn that into somewhat of a Vegas show. But the singers, I mean, unless you're like very famous or you're Celine Dion, you're going to be in a lounge in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas caters to the crowds that want to pay the big dollars to see, you know, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, Dion. But all these other singers, Vegas, there's no room in Vegas unless you're in a lounge.
Yeah.
But there's room for a magic act, one of these technical things, or like the Jabberwocky. That's where the dance is. I don't care for those.
Oh, the Jabberwocky. Boy, they were in the first season, I think, long time ago.
Second, I think, because then the first season, Terry Fader win.
Yeah, but did Jabberwocky win?
I think they did.
No, Jabberwocky didn't win. They were in the first season, though, but they were just, they were in like the runner-uppers.
Uh-huh.
But yet...
But I'm not really happy. You know, just like American Idol, I like the first 2 weeks, and that's it. The Bachelor, I like the first 2 weeks. Dancing with the Stars, the first week or
Speaking two. Speaking about The Bachelor, they just released the new list of the Dancing with the Stars new season yesterday.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's just when
Who's
you think...
the biggest star?
Let's see, Mary Lou Retton, I guess. Everybody knows her.
Yeah.
John Schneider. Everybody knows him from Dukes of Hazzard.
Did you hear about his interview when he got the 40 years ago, Mark? It was 1978. He went for his interview, I mean his audition. He brought a six-pack into the audition, sat down in the waiting room, cracked the beer, started drinking it. When they called him in, he offered the casting director a beer. He got the job.
There you go. You have to do something different.
And that was 1978. Boy, things have changed, huh?
But there's an alpine skier, not an Olympian alpine skier, just an alpine skier.
Wow.
Some kid from the Disney Channel that does a zombie show.
Wow.
There is an Instagram girl that's got 12 million Instagram followers.
Somebody that's blind.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a blind Olympian.
Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just looked at the list for the second time this morning, and I didn't see that.
She's
okay.
Blind.
Who else?
Amazing.
Who else?
I mean, they've had people with no arms or no legs, haven't they?
Well, one missing an arm. Yeah. They've had, you know, Marilyn Martin couldn't talk. But anyhow.
Oh, they get a football player, too, DeMarcus Ware.
You're right, exactly, right.
They always have to have a football player on there, don't they? Who's the old person? Because they always have an
old person. Not an old person this time. No old person.
Huh.
Older. Excuse our, if we have elderly listeners out there, he means older.
Older, no offense.
Yeah. But anyhow, we were on two episodes of Storage Wars yesterday, which is great because, you know, it just came on the afternoon. The thing was great. In the evening, Stacy got home and she went and looked at her texts. She got a text from her Uncle Bruce, who lives up there in Ventura.
Shout out to Uncle Bruce.
Yeah, way to go, Uncle Bruce.
Where does he live?
Ventura.
Ventura.
And so he's just flicking around. He ran across us and he caught two episodes yesterday. And then my son, Blake, one of his good friends, MJ, she was flicking around in the afternoon and found us also. So
I know last week we were on the FYI network.
Right.
A lot of people don't get that. But yesterday we were on
A&E
where the show originated.
Yeah. It's great because anywhere you're at in this world, our episodes are running around the clock like Isle of Lucy at any given day, any
or
given
Leave
time.
It to Beaver.
Yeah. In Europe, in Germany, in Canada, in France, in Japan, we're all over the place, and they're always running him. Always running him. So
we're in. Supposedly, the new season is starting October or early part of October. Coincidentally enough, we got an email from our agent today, who was going to reach out to Original Productions about getting us to return.
Wow. Hey, another thing that we didn't get a chance to mention on our last show a couple weeks ago, Matt, while we were in Chicago 4 weeks ago, we went to this great steakhouse, and it's called Texas de Brazil. And it's considered a Texas Brazilian Texas type steakhouse. And if you've never been to these things, these are great. There's a couple of these chains that are out there that do the same thing, and they keep bringing the food.
Unlimited
food.
Unlimited, but
it's kind of like a buffet, but they bring it to you.
But
the steak, the meats,
the beef, all kind of meats actually.
Chicken,
and they had Polish sausage or they had sausages.
They had pork loin, Brazilian sausage, leg of lamb, braised beef ribs, barbecue pork ribs, barbecue chicken, filet mignon, steak.
We've been to these things before, but I didn't realize, like, for this one, they had chicken, plus they had sausage.
Parmesan-crusted pork loin, lamb chops, chicken breast wrapped in bacon. Are you getting hungry?
I am.
It's a family-owned brand of Brazilian-American...
That was a damn good meal, though.
It's a family-owned brand of Brazilian-American steakhouses featuring Rodizio-style dining in a beautiful, lively atmosphere with a parade. I like this, with a parade of meats delivered by gauchos on skewers.
And they come with a big old skewer with, like you said, with a knife, and they shave it for you.
Delivered by gauchos on skewers, tableside. One location in Irvine, which is, I guess, that was the one location that was founded, their original location, or they're based there.
Wow.
They're in 20 states.
Wow.
In 7 countries. Brazilian black beans. These are some of the sides, Matt. Brazilian black beans, garlic mashed potatoes, lobster bisque, potatoes au gratin, Brazilian cheese bread.
Go back to that lobster bisque. Was that the best?
Oh, boy, and how?
I mean, you wouldn't think that you'd have fantastic lobster bisque at a steakhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, or maybe you would. I don't know. But
not at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
Yeah. You know, if you go to like Mastro's or...
Or a seafood place, but this... was knockout, man.
TexasDeBrazil.com. And like I said, man, we've been to a couple of these type of Brazilian steakhouses, but I think this is probably the best. And it's also, you're right there in the heart of downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
The food just keeps coming. And then they got the buffet stuff there where you can go get salads and all those type of fixings as well. Cheese and cold cuts and that type of thing, I think. But
I'm not sure if they want to fill you up with all that stuff before the meats get there, but...
It's there.
It's there.
And the thing is, all you have to do is say more, more, and they come and they keep slicing.
They give you like a little business
when you're ready for more.
Red means
more.
Stop, I think green means keep on bringing it.
More.
Yeah.
And I guess that should be the new name of this place. More.
Yeah.
It's Texas de Brazil, and it's a Brazilian Texas style steakhouse. And I love how it's featuring Rodizio style dining. So thanks, Texas de Brazil, for having us 4 weeks ago. It's great. I know they're having a celebration here in their Irvine location in October, celebrating their birthday. And then they've got a new one opening up, I think, also in Fresno. Yeah, in the coming weeks or so.
Raising
anyhow.
Capital of California.
Yeah.
Or the
so,
world.
Again, thanks. Texas de Brazil was one hell of a meal. We enjoyed it immensely.
Hey, UCLA is playing up in Fresno this weekend. Maybe we should make it a double dip. And we go
this
to,
weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
To attend the football game on Saturday. Well, and go to the steakhouse.
You're saying this weekend coming up?
Yeah.
Well, I've got two open houses I'm conducting.
Well, I'm just saying.
I get you.
I'm just saying. Because you want to make it's a long drive, 3 or 4 hours.
And then we got the Emmys on Sunday and Monday, well, so I've got to go get my spa treatment. I got to get my Botox, tanning. I've got to get my hair done, my nails done. It takes a lot of work to go into this to produce a tastemaker out there for Red Carpet Ready.
I'm right there.
The women aren't the only ones that need to get Red Carpet Ready.
Did you mention that you got to have your nails done too?
I did say that.
You did?
I did.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, before we run out of time, I just want to give a shout out to another band. Brand mark that is participating in our lifestyle gifting suite. The brand is called Vivi Soy. Vivi Soy, that's VIVISOI.com. They make small batches of natural skincare. We like that, Mark, when the stuff is natural.
I like it, yeah.
Free of all the harsh chemicals that are common in the cosmetics industry. Their products are the most pure and safest skincare products on the market today, fit for all ages from baby skincare to organic skincare for adults. How about that, Mark? And not to forget, their products smell heavenly, too. Protect your immune system with these powerful blends. So check out Vivi Soy at www.vivisoi.com.
Great.
Vivi Soy. Thanks for being a part of our event, you guys. Hydrating body butter, Mark. Look at this. Doesn't that sound good?
It does
sound
good.
Hydrating body butter.
You know, you briefly touched on polo a little while ago. about the San Diego Polo and the Santa Barbara Polo that was taking place, the event that happened last week. The V. Clicquot Los Angeles Polo match is coming up here in at the Will Rogers State Park on in October.
Wow.
Sponsored by V. Clicquot. V. Clicquot, make sure you don't put any V. Clicquot champagne. Tickets start. This is just the walk-in general admission at $80 a pop, and then it goes up fast.
What's the date?
I'm not sure. I believe it's October. Right? Yeah, but this is like the one of the premier polo matches. They do this in New York. I forget what island it is in Manhattan. Not Manhattan Island, but there's a maybe Roosevelt Island. I don't know, but they've got one. This takes who takes part in Manhattan, and then they've got the one here in L.A. So we're reaching out. I guess we can reach out to see if they want the tastemakers to attend and do a piece on them.
That'd be nice.
Show. That'd be
didn't
nice.
Didn't our friend?
Gabrielle Chu.
Yeah, didn't she go last year?
I'm not sure. Did she go to the one in L.A. or did she go to the one in
New York?
I
would be surprised if she went to the one in New York. She does make the rounds.
Yeah?
Hey, by the way, Mark, are you through with the V. Clue?
V. Clue, yes. Yeah. I just wanted to mention about it.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Emmys. What time? The red carpet opens at 2.
Red carpet's at 2, okay.
So they close the doors at 4:30. So you have
you got to be in your seat. Yeah,
2.5 hours of socializing, schmoozing.
I guess that's why they figure they got to move it along fast, man. It's 2.5 hours, and they probably have 1,000 people that walk that red carpet.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
So I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's why they.
So that's like. That's like 300 people. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They got to move along because people are getting interviewed because there's all that press there.
Yeah.
Extra and you name it. There. Sam Rubin's going to be there, right?
Anybody who's anybody here in L.A. that's doing the press. Hey, you know, also, did we mention Luminati's pizza when we were here a couple weeks ago?
I think we did, but let's do it again.
52 Chicago locations, and it's many considered Chicago's best deep dish pizza since 1971.
I know I do.
We had multiple appointments the day that we were there, so we didn't have a lot of time to enjoy the Luminati experience.
We were rushed.
We had we weren't rushed by place, but we just had we scheduled a lot of things
because it takes 40 minutes from the time you order your pizza till it gets there.
But well worth it.
Yeah.
Because that pizza was fantastic. And what we didn't finish there, we took back to the Ambassador. We had later on that night.
That is my favorite Chicago pizza.
Oh yeah,
yours too. Yeah.
Yeah. LouMalnati's.com since 1971. We ate at the location. I guess they called
in
the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast location,
right next to the Viceroy Hotel.
Yeah. I think it was on Rush Street.
Near Rush Street.
Yeah.
Or on Rush Street.
On Rush Street. Northern Rush Street, in or blocks away from the Gold Coast, but. Fantastic. There's a lot of choices for pizza. And we've had some really good pizza when we've been there. But this was our second or third time, I believe, at LouMalnati's. And in my opinion, it's the best. We complimented the pizza with a pitcher of wine. And it was a Chicago. I forgot the name. I'm sorry. It was a Chicago brewery, craft beer, locally brewed, which was fantastic. Service was impeccable. The location is great. And plus, they had sports going on. You couldn't ask for much more. I wish we could have had a salad and appetizer, which was offered to us, but we wanted to save every ounce of our hunger for that pizza because, I tell you, again, a lot of choices when you're in Chicago, but get to LouMalnati's.
Yeah, it's one of the best. And I had it, I think, for a late-night snack that night at the Ambassador.
When we got back.
And when I woke up in the morning before breakfast.
You weren't even hungry. And
I had to have it. I wasn't about to let it go to waste.
I think I left two slices behind. I hated it.
RSVP just came in for tomorrow, Matt. Our good friend, former Miss USA, Nia Sanchez, who Matt and I judged Miss Nevada USA a few years ago. We picked her to win Miss Nevada.
Which she won.
Went on to
win,
and then went on to compete in Miss Universe
to be runner-up, I believe.
Yeah. So Matt and I like to take the credit for that. But Nia Sanchez, she's a great former Miss USA. She comes to all our events. She's got a great charity cause that she also has going on. So we'll talk more about that on our other show. She is coming in. She's flying in specifically. She got her flight specifically so she would make it to LA in time. So
for our event.
So we'll see her tomorrow. Always good to see Nia Sanchez, former Miss USA.
There's a special connection we have there with her, Mark, because she's probably the one that got the farthest from, in fact, that's a fact.
That we picked, in our judging career.
We've never picked a Miss USA. And we've picked Alabama, North Carolina, Maryland, New York.
California.
California, Nevada.
South Carolina, Louisiana,
Illinois. Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of them. Yeah. Santa Monica, Beverly Hills.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. So it goes on and on. You're Malibu. So, yeah, you're right.
Before
so she's going on the farthest.
Really, really quick, I want to give a shout out to Spring Meadow Botanicals, Twilight Gardens Herb Bath. They're like bath bombs. Come in this wonderful, cute little brown paper bag. They're like bath bombs, but they look like tea bags. I've never seen this before, but I love the concept. Rather than putting the bath bomb into the tub, you put these like tea bags. So Spring Meadow Botanicals, look them up. Check them out. Make some purchases because it looks great. And it haven't tried it yet. We just got it yesterday. Plan on maybe, Mark, you should use this to take a bath while you're getting ready with your manicure, your pedicure,
a bath.
Your
Botox. Get some candles and some bubbles.
Yeah.
And a nice
that,
bubble bath.
Yeah, and do that all in preparation. And also, according to Whitty, Mark, lavender. Lavender
oh, yeah.
is like a...
Well, remember, Matt, I'm not only a tastemaker, I'm also a bon vivant.
Oh, that's correct. That's right. So that means you take a bath.
Which we're pitching that show, by the way. If there's any producers out there or yes. networks that are listening, the Harris Brothers are currently pitching the bon vivants.
That's right. We are available to meet
at any day and any time.
Any given time.
And also, as long as we're, you know, we're talking about the floor is open right now, Mark Harris, realtor to the stars. If you're looking to buy, sell real estate in any place in the state of California, it doesn't just have to be Beverly Hills or Bel Air or Marina Del Rey. I'm licensed in the entire state of California. MarkHarrisRealtor@gmail.com. Again, I like the title of realtor to the stars. Might be used a lot by a lot of people out there, but
a lot of people.
You know. Anyhow, if you're looking in this hot LA real estate market, get a hold of me, MarkHarrisRealtor@gmail.com. I'll sell your house for you. I'm going from buying storage units to selling houses.
How about that?
Catch us on Storage Wars on the FYI Network or the A&E Network anytime. We're just go to the network and flick it around because you're going to see us on sometime. I mean, we're like I love Lucy. I can't see it enough.
Jerry Mathers, Mark, from Leave It to Beaver, he compares himself like the Lucy Show. He says at any given time around the world, he's on. He's on one of the channels we get.
And, you know, the amazing thing about that is, excuse me, is the Beaver, pardon me.
You okay?
The
Beaver.
The show, I think it started in the late 50s or the early 60s?
That's a good question. It either started in 15, because I think it was done by 65 or 64.
Oh, heck yeah, it wasn't in 65.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah. Hey, Erin Murphy's coming tomorrow, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And for those of you who don't know Erin Murphy, do you remember the Bewitched?
She was Tabitha.
Which, by the way, speaking of Bewitched, our buddy Anthony Anderson is pitching a new Bewitched show that's going to be a biracial couple.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you classics, sometimes if you change it up too much, it just loses
why
something.
Why do you have to do that?
I don't know.
You know, biracial is the thing now. I mean, yeah. I'm all hip for it, but I mean, as far as...
I don't know. Anyhow...
Did Nia Sancho send you a text?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice when you have personal phone numbers and texts for people like Nia Sanchez, Anthony Anderson, J.B. Smooth, William Shatner. who's the other one I got? I got somebody else.
You got them all, buddy.
Jeez, yeah. They're in my phone. They're personal phone numbers. And
yeah,
anyhow.
You got them all, pal.
Anyhow, when you've been doing this for as long as we've been doing this, since 2004, you know, we're in our 14th year of WowCreationsMedia.com, celebrity marketing. But anyhow, we're going down to Florida in 2 months. We're providing gifting for the Chris Everett celebrity, Chris Everett / Raymond James celebrity tennis tournament. I think it's the 7th or 8th year we're doing this, right?
Yeah,
7th or 8th. I don't know. But it's chriseverett.org. Great celebrities, great event. It's a 3-day event. Things are going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great celebrities, great cause. A lot of fun. They've got tennis matches going on Saturday, Sunday. You've got celebrity tennis with, if you want to play tennis with Chris Everett on Friday, you could do that at the Boca Resort and Spa. Or not Boca Resort and Spa. It's Boca Resort and Club is the name of the place. John McEnroe is going to be this year. Seal's going to be there this year.
January Jones from Mad Men.
Right. Jeez. I can't think of the names.
Donovan.
There's somebody else that's really good.
Yeah,
you know, it's really good. I forgot about mentioning, but we'll mention again before we go on there. But chriseverett.org, tickets are available for the Friday night event, Saturday night event, the Grand Gala, Saturday tennis. I think tickets start at $25 to go into the tennis match.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah. Sunday tennis match.
It's great weather. It's great location. See some great talent. Oh, David Cook, of course.
Yeah. John Lovitz.
If you can't attend. And again, just like Face Forward, they are accepting donations for a great cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep watching Storage Wars. I can't tell you when we're on, but we're always on. Like
we were
I said,
on last week and we were on yesterday, so we'll probably be on in the upcoming weeks.
You know, great family entertainment. Get the kids together, get the family together, and watch it. Enjoy. It's great. We're trying to get another season together, so we're in negotiations with the Original Productions. We're pitching the Bon Vivants. We're pitching Twin Cities. So the Harris Brothers are always pitching. We're traveling. We're doing our radio show. WildCreationsMedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook.com/WildCreations. Twitter.com, Wild Creations, I think.
Yeah. Did you mention the old one, the
MySpace?
Are we still on that? I don't know. But I mean, is anybody?
We're everywhere. We're traveling. We're having fun. Life is short. Do something. You know, you got to watch the Emmys this week. Maybe you'll see us walk on the red carpet. The red carpet shows, I think, like Matt said, start at 2 o'clock on the E Channel and on KTLA here in Los Angeles. The Emmys is great because we always get to connect with friends and business associates and celebrities that we may not only see once a year at the Emmys. So, you know, life is short. Get out there. Have a good time. Eat something good. Please go to these venues that we just talked about that we attended in Chicago, ambassadorchicago.com,
the
Magic Parlor. You know, go to these places. The Harris Brothers have been to these places. We've used these products. If they weren't good, we wouldn't be bragging about it. Just because we go doesn't mean that we have to brag about it. So it's good. Enjoy. Life is short. Get out there. Eat something good. Drink something better.
Have fun.
Have fun. And we'll see you at the we'll see you at the Emmys.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.